Mixtapes.com and MP3 DVD. DJs, are you tired of getting viruses from certain sites? I mean, wait for ads to pass? Pop-ups here, pop-ups there? If so, it's time for you to join Nerve DJ's MP3 pool. The Nerve DJ's MP3 pool has mass downloads, or you can pick and choose which tracks you want. All you have to do is register on NerveDJsMixtapes.com. Fill out a short application and make sure to check the exclusive members MP3 pool box. It's just that simple. After that, one of our team members will approve your app within 24 hours. Then you can start downloading the promotional tracks. Nerve DJ's MP3 pool, we have massive downloads. Or you can pick and choose which tracks you want. Just make sure you register at NerveDJsMixtapes.com. That's NerveDJsMixtapes.com. NerveDJsMixtapes.com and MP3DJ pool. Register today and you'll be glad you did. NerveDJsMixtapes.com.
Intellectually petty radio on your stereo. Don't compare us to anything, this a different scenario. We break records while we pushing the culture forward. Great music and big vibes right in that order. Intellectually petty radio on your stereo. Don't compare us to anything, this a different scenario. We break records while we pushing the culture forward. Great music and big vibes right in that order.
And you are now tuned into another episode of Intellectually Petty Radio, brought to you by M3S3 Clothing. Men make moves and suckers stand still. And as always, on the mighty, mighty, mighty Nerve DJs Radio Network, I am Jobs, your host. And we are down at the mothership in almost downtown Cleveland. I got well, damn, my bad.
That was good.
Oh, my bad. I got your favorite engineer's favorite engineer, your best DJ's favorite DJ. We got the overall GOAT of humanity, Mr. T-Rex, in the building. How you doing?
What's up, everybody? Thanks for letting me be a part of this today, man. Happy Friday, man. Happy Friday.
Yo, it's been a rough week for me, man. On some personal shit, it's been up and down. You know, went on vacation with the family. That was pretty fucking dope. Came home and, you know, shit ain't always perfect.
Yeah.
Anyway, first and foremost, before we get into some music, because we'll try some different shit, I want to talk about a few things. And definitely we want to talk about the debate last night, which I'm going to be honest, I did not see. I just didn't have the stomach for it. I'm not a fan of Biden or Trump, but Black Twitter. Or Black, is it Black X now? Is it Black?
I'm still going with Black Twitter, because Black Twitter had a ball last night.
Oh my God!
They had a ball. They had a ball.
Yo, man, it's nothing like Black Twitter, just being in a bag. Oh my God, man.
We run all this.
We really need a Black Twitter TV show, and not like a Hollywood version, but a Tubi version.
The documentary is out.
Really, I haven't seen that.
On Hulu.
Yo, but quick question though. Who's more delusional, the Democrats or the Republicans? And before you answer that, let me read something that I saw. And I want to say this is on D.L. Hughley post. And somebody said in regards to President Biden, you don't have to be young to be a good man. At least Biden is honest. If he died tomorrow, I would still vote for him, especially if the only other choice is Trump. Not only did this get 160 likes, but then there were other people that were cheering this shit on. You would vote for a dead person over Trump.
You want me to? You trying to get me kicked out, huh? You trying to get me? What is it? No, what is it called? Silence? Not silence. What is the new word? Cancel. Cancel. I think I'm kind of cancel proof, but you know I'm not a Democrat. Or a Republican,
me
I think
either.
We should have the Black Party. I'm down with the Black Party.
I'm with you.
It's been the same two systems for the last a lot of years.
Yeah.
So it's time to change, man. You
centuries.
Know. So yeah. So it's like I think it's I'm looking at it as comedy. I'm just gonna, you know, I'm just going to stay prayed up and try to keep doing my things like how I'm doing it. And it's, I can't worry about the president, but this is comedy. This is comedy at its finest.
My thing is this. I've always thought that the MAGA folks have lost their mind. They you know, they was worshiping this guy. It was unsafe for the country.
He's a cult leader.
Cult leader.
I like that.
Biden is no different, apparently.
Well, it's just that people really stick to their, if they with the party, like if they a registered party person, then they really gonna stick to who they really want to. So it's like, it's no matter who behind it, you know?
That is the essence of un-American, in my opinion.
I understand. But I think this is the first time ever in history that we don't know who gonna be the president. This is why I'm really tuned in for this race. And I hope, like, you know, if one guy wins, I hope everybody want to come up here and do a podcast so they can, you know, speak their political thoughts like Jobs is. This is going to be a dope season live here.
I don't have anything controversial to say, though. You know, I don't hate anybody.
Okay,
I don't
cool.
have any venom for either side. But I think it's just ridiculous that for the longest, the Democrats have been, oh, MAGA this, MAGA that, MAGA this, and only to do the Yeah, I saw this. I saw clips, and every clip I saw, he looked like a deer in headlights, and that's offensive to the deer in headlights.
Okay, I get it.
He just did not look healthy enough to run his household, let alone a country.
I'm with you. I didn't see it, but I definitely seen the memes this morning, and it was lit. It was lit. But that's how it's going to be.
They cut you off at a certain age from flying planes.
Okay.
From my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, you can't drive
drive a car till you die.
You can, but you can't drive an 18-wheeler as a profession till you die.
All right.
There's quite a few things that they cut you off at a certain age.
Okay.
For safety reasons.
Okay.
You got the keys to the nukes. You would think that at some point, we as a country would say, we don't need a 70-year-old doing this job. Respectfully.
You can't. So... That's crazy. He can't tie his shoes, but he's leading the country. That's pretty dope.
And I'm not even going to talk about being a whole-ass felon 34 different times and still running for president, but you can't work for McDonald's.
The funniest thing I seen today was who's running the country?
That's a good question. And that's going way deeper down the rabbit hole than I anticipated, to be quite honest. Because to an extent, the most important thing a president does, in my humble opinion, is pick their cabinet.
Okay.
And the cabinet runs the country for all intents and purposes. And the president is just the GM, you know, or the
coach. Is it 12 cabinet positions?
Yeah, I think
it's kind of like the Last Supper. It's kind of deep.
It might be 12 or 13. I think they added one not too long ago.
13 tribes.
Yeah, basically. You know, and so those people do all the, you know, the heavy lifting. And for really big things, they got to come to the president and see if he can okay it. But it's only so many things the president can just okay without Congress. So, long story short, president, generally speaking, is not, like, he's not driving the limousine. He's in the back of the limousine, and he can tell the driver where to go. But if the limousine driver ever really wanted to fuck over the president, he could run into a wall. I know. On that note, we're going to get to our first song of the day, man. I think we got Sue Surf. Yo, and free that man. And if you're not fucking with Sue Surf music, please do your homework. Your mans is fucking dope, man. Anyway, this is Unbothered, man. This is Jobs, and you're not tuning into Intellectually Petty Radio. We'll be back in a minute.
Feeling unbothered. Should I go crazy, huh? Cool. Hurdy get the lurking if you push him. We been cookie cushion. Innocence get took a hoodie low. Just pray they never overlook him. All my shooters good at shooting. Word to Brooklyn. Only loyal when you looking. Starfallah, they gave him 30. Turned to Muslim. Where it happened at? Smack in the middle. What ain't no battle rap? You really want them pull up in they habitat. Hunting night. Feel your stomach tight. When it ain't something right. A summer night. If they ain't got no mask, mean they want your life. Hearing shit. Me versus bear. I think that bear bitch. Rule one stamp the shit. He gotta stay here if he ain't airing shit. Still get a badge. Every team.
road serious. Vanguard, he watched the whip, no wars on experience. It's cold out, he was trying to chill and have his pole out. Thankful for that self-revive, cause he ain't have his load out. If they ever catch us, is you kidding? Take the grown route. We gon' mix patience with paid lawyers and closed mouths. Adios, you know ops, ops, it be who plotting close. He don't fuck with niggas, it was family if they shot him close. Cold plug, making sure it's there, I'm eating blindos. Practicing my Spanish, I learned they not in vominos. Lot of work, met a baddie bottom coach dropping work. She cook empanadas and she chopped the coke. All that ass can't tell, she popping perks. Watch a squirt aggressive and think condoms gross. Boyfriend halfway out the halfway house, that mean I gotta go. They want 1,000 out the box, 1,800 for the chops. Business good, free 30s on the Glock. Doorman downstairs from the spot. Only let a bitches gang and no cops. Right. If it's war, we ain't want it. Shit, you wasn't or you born for this. Screaming street signs to get that corner hit. Broad daylight, gory shit. With 223s, Michael Jordan shit. Beto, cause that bitch jumping out first, she look glorious. Clowns, any verb, that's with violence, we was down. Right person, place, and thing, I do it now. Neighborhood bastard, Arlington telling cat, drive faster. We be head on looking for disasters. Tell them niggas act right. From the bando to keep the trap right. Feds get this phone, next question gonna be who's Mac White. All them transactions, Mac White, nah, not that white. Hard metal chairs and handcuffs, I had your back tight. Suckers, I think I could get 40 at the Rucker. Let this bitch wear my Cuban while I fuck her. Don't be trusting bitches, that's just me quoting my mother. My Sue ain't been young since Sue Young met Chris Tucker. Niggas think we cool, I forgot to say we not. Don't answer bill collectors and exes or calls blocked. Make sure you take a mask, you gon' sit up in this spot. Just sitting while it's hot, the raw steam from the top. The trench is dangerous. OG said you judging by his watching who he came in with. And loyalty like glass, once you break it, you can't say this shit. That's why I'm 8-24, Kobe on his Lakers shit. Only rare breed I entertain, she Panamanian. Appreciate the smaller shits. Got a couple friends, kind of crazy, they ain't calling years. Girl, step depression, you could fall in there. Double what you make, you gotta call it fair. I don't really hustle, when I do, I put my all in there. Heavy crown, heavy heart. Took my uncle's hands to the school, so every fucking bar. Once we on your ass, every fucking car. Niggas owe for each and every staple, I count every scar. Cat!
Shall not fear no man but God, though I walk through the valley of death. I should
die before I wait.
Please, God, walk with me.
Grab a nigga and take me to heaven.
Back in elementary, I thrived on misery. Left me alone, I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest. Until I got that thug life tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past, you wanna last. Be the first to blast, remember Cato. No longer with the seat, deceits. Call on the sirens, seen them murdered in the streets. Now rest in peace, is there heaven for a G? Remember me, so many homies in the cemetery. Shed so many tears.
I suffered through the years and shed so many tears.
Lord,
I lost so many peers and shed so many tears.
Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And fuck the world, cause I'm cursed. I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel me? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind. I spend my time in the cell, ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell, but did I fail? My life is in denial, and when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears.
Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears.
Lord,
I lost so many tears and shed so many tears.
Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand near me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets, I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to pieces, screaming peace. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game, no memories, just the misery, painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Please, Lord, forgive me for my sins, cause here I come.
Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears.
God.
I lost so many peers.
Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicides and drive-bys taking lives. Little kids die. Wonder why as I walk by. Broken hearted as I glance at the chalk line. Getting high. This ain't the life for me. I wanna change, but ain't no future right for me. I'm stuck in the game. I'm trapped inside a maze. See this Tangeray influence me to getting crazy, disillusioned lately. I've been really wanting babies, so I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises, think she's fucking on my boys. Can't take no more. I'm falling to the floor, begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many years and shed so many tears.
I lost so many peers and shed so many tears.
And we are back. Oh man, shed so many tears. Oh my God. This is one of the best songs in the history of mankind, man. Yo, I read the other day that Pac's career basically was 5 years. And this dude has got hundreds of songs. Like the appreciation for the gift as an artist, I don't think has ever been as valued by any artist in history, like Tupac.
Totally agree.
Like, man. Anyway, let me ask you this. You got a son. Your son is 22 years old, multimillionaire in the NBA. Just signed a $150 million deal for the next 4 years, and he gets a 40-year-old woman pregnant. What's your advice to him?
I hope you really love her.
Are you mad?
No.
Why not?
That's how the game is.
Is that how the game is?
Yeah.
So if that was your daughter, you would not have a problem either?
I would have, yes, yep. I don't know, yeah. I
mean, like, if you're going to be honest, that's how the game is.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. You got good, making good points here.
I'm just like, throughout mankind, for the most part, except for the Indians, actually, the parents of the daughter actually have to pay the parents of the son to marry them.
Everybody got their own rules. That's how. That sound crazy though. That sound crazy.
It sounds crazy.
But a lot of people pick, like back in the day, they used to pick day, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And if you look at the end result is a thriving community. And marriage is the nucleus, well, a family, I'll say that, is the nucleus of that community. So if you have rules in place that discourage a family breakup and encourage the longevity of the family, you got a more thriving community. So it kind of makes sense to a degree.
I like that.
Because if I'm marrying somebody, the first thing I'm thinking about is emotional. Do I love her? If my parents are choosing a spouse for me, the first thing they're thinking about is the maintaining of the family structure. Is she going to be able to have kids? Is she going to be a good housewife? Is she going to take care of the family? Is she going to, you know, be a good woman overall and make us more prosperous moving forward? Same thing for a husband. If you're looking for a husband for your daughter, same thing. You know, is he able to get out there and work? Is he a lazy motherfucker? You know, is he morally bankrupt? Is he a good person? Is he a good person is probably last on the list.
Because you feel like what you raise wouldn't pick a bad person.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah. All right. The fucked up part about it, and I am openly a sexist individual in some ways. I have three daughters, and I know that there are certain things that over the years I would have done differently if I had three boys.
God bless you.
But it goes both ways. You know, like there's some, I would have been harder on my boys in some areas. Like, I've never spanked my daughters, ever.
But that's dope. I think, like, now, that's dope that that's most important for daughters. Because that's the only man that's only going to love her. You know, and they want nothing from her.
Yeah.
It's her dad. So, yeah. Like, girls who don't know their dad, I feel bad. I mean, like, I feel bad because I feel like they have no guidance.
Oh, my God.
So, like, a man with no guidance is different. A man gonna be tough, but a woman with no guidance, with no father figure in her life is tough.
You know, loving a woman who hates her father is one of the most difficult things on the planet. On that note, let's cheer it up a little bit. And let's see, who we got next? We got Sleazy World, Go, Sleazy Flow, I think.
Yes, yep, coming on.
This right here is crazy, bro. I shouldn't like this song, but I love this song.
Everybody put their Glocks in there or something.
Try to jump the gun a little bit.
Shut up. You got a stick on your shit, you got a 50 on your shit, put your shit in there or something.
Last out we caught was at the store, we had the scrape. Lil bro hopped out tripping with that switchy, he didn't face me. They shot, they couldn't save me. We the ones getting busy up in the city, that's on my baby. They block like a drive through, ask the ops how much we slide through. Ain't beefing but you, they family. You get caught, then you gon' die too.
Hold on.
Stop the whip, let me out this chopstick, gon' leave him open like a zip. Zip him up, tell buddy no mask to come and pick him up. Niggas faking, acting like they thug like till we hit him up. A lot of niggas don't like me. What? I ain't even did shit. Make his bitch take dick to the head. I ain't even hit yet. Why you mad she choosing me? I like what she do to me. She say she feel safer over here. This where the shooters be. She say ain't no paper up over there. Shit, she barely eat. Can barely feed herself. She told me help. This nigga barely feed me. We don't do the social tweet. These niggas too internet. Going live trying to talk about who got shot. We don't get into that. Can you leave it up in the streets for me? I ain't trying to go to jail. Keep mentioning my name in all of your posts. It ain't hard to tell. If you get smoked, they gon' come looking for me. Nigga, you dumb as hell. This bitch think I love her. Ooh, we, she must be drunk as hell. I can't let no suck, bitch. I love how they suck dick. Once I get my nut off, bitch, I'm skating like some Chuck Fit.
Different problems, you know? One time for the one time, honey. You know I'm supposed to smoke it.
Ain't that funny?
Toast to the bitch that left me before I reached my peak. Ain't know they was offering Ramil, she only bumped me.
Silly.
Blood roll, I probably face the shit. Drive alone, playing Kiss, stressing over a bitch that let Drake lyrics run a relationship. What a waste of shit, still try and make a hit. Industry won't listen, the hood say I'm hot as bacon bits. Went for strip patrol, strapped up, parked there, bull. The 24 verses with gods and parks on the bull. 24 with options, got me feeling like I'm Yao. Right person, right place, we'll do this thing right now. You take it how you wanna, if they sleeping, let them slumber. Same nigga, same number, same December's turn summer. Joey said I need to chill, cool and calm, patient. Focus on the goal at hand, keep my mind vacant. Still keep that wild side, gotta time place it. So my 40's still good, so not late. Button like them young hoes, I'm more in the Cougars. 38 or better, grown women, grown shooters. I don't know what's what, let me get a few more fuck ups before I'm cuffs up.
Ain't that funny? Ain't that funny?
These critics' comments are switching fast. I did the math. I swim in that pool of sharks, and now I'm just in a different class. These kids is trash. The garbage is getting bothersome. Wish I could see the past. I'm eliminating Satan who fathered them. You can trace on the scars on them. Connect the wounds and you can say that it's martyrdom. Watch me tear out the heart of them. Ain't nobody as hard as him. The God is him, so Holyfield wouldn't spar with him. Just guard your chin. They told me I could replace a reverend. Walk through the fires of hell and get through the gates of heaven. It's Armageddon, you'll find this shit in the heart of legends. It's hard to bet him. You wonder where all these bars is heading. Too far to get him. I'm saying it's just a different level. My thoughts are caused destruction, terror, and twisted metal. It's just the ghetto. These bitches telling me step up, so rest up. A boy in the hood that's giving a chestnut. So guess what? The disrespectful even respect us. Fucking with women who couldn't cook, but they chefed up. I'm next up. These tales you couldn't relate to them. So when you talk it, it only feels like you fake to them. Come and talk to them.
Ain't that funny?
It's up and it's down. You can't
ain't that funny?
So that's life. And nothing can
ain't that
change.
Funny?
It's up and it's down. You can't
ain't that funny?
Look, she's asking what was I supposed to do. Tell me who put that roof over you. Them Luby sandals, trench coats for you. That new S panoramic roof over you. I just need you to know the game, I can't keep coaching you. She think I wanna fuck bitches cause it's summertime. But I was on some fuck bitches, you was summer fun. I'm talking from experience, it's just what's on the mind. It sounded foreign to you now, but that'll come in time. I'm a go-getter, I'm Mr. If that bitch is bad, then go get her. This is Wainwright, up in the fourth of a no-hitter. Straight from Joe Scripture, bad business. I'm just giving you bars with no liquor. She tell me I'm cold-hearted. How could you be this numb? Then she asks, how could she be this dumb? But there's a transfer of energy. And your hand in its synergy is ruining my chance of serenity. It's emotion versus logic. So let me put it this way so the arguing can stop it. Wanna know how you know if I really want to fuck that bitch? Cause I go ahead and fuck that bitch. Wouldn't tweet it, wouldn't be a trace of this bitch. No pictures, wouldn't know the face of this bitch. That's real. You can't keep a grown man confined, especially not a man of my mind. But let me handle this grind.
Yo. Ain't that funny?
It's up and it's down. You can't
ain't that funny?
So that's life. And nothing can
change. Ain't that funny?
It's up and it's down. You can't
ain't that funny? Ain't that funny? Ain't that funny?
Oh my God, Nerve DJ, keep banging them hits.
Hey, what's happening? It's your country cousin Big Crit, and you now rocking with the Nerve DJs. You mad shouted?
Yo, what up, y'all? This the legendary Smooth B.
Hey, y'all, this is the baddest bitch, Trina. You don't know Nanny.
Yo, this is Cardi B.
What up, y'all? This is Crazy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony, and right now you're locked in to Nerve DJs, man. Yeah.
What's up, y'all? This is Jack Harlow, and you're now rocking with the Nerve DJs. You mad or what?
If you didn't know, now you know. It's those Nerve DJs.
Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? It's the King Puff Daddy.
What it do? It's your boy Rick Ross.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Jada Kiss.
Hey, what's up? This is Chuck D, and we're about to take you on a journey. Shout out to the Nerve DJs worldwide. You don't stop.
What's cracking, y'all? This is me, Missy Misdemeanor Elliott. Nerve DJs, we break your tracks, not your stacks.
Shit. Innocent kid, we made a felon out of him. Wheelchair in front of the mic, bro, hit and record. Feel like Mr. Notorious doing kick in the door. Fiend hit the dope once and made his heart bust. Fitting all strong, he died from a grain of salt worth. They say, machine, what's your skill set? Tell him, ain't a nigga play with me that ain't get killed yet. Stendo in the Caltech, the sign is sealed, I'm still best. Fuck around and you gon' get put on the grill next. Mud on my cleats, I was still in it when the field wet. The grand architect, just watch what I'ma build next. Send youngin' on a kill mission, that's just his field test. Them M's come in portions weekly, that's how we meal prep. Hey yo, they no machine, a real threat. I kick your pregnant baby mama down the flight of steel steps. I rap, but I still step. It ain't at least seven figures, that ain't a real check. Just pay me everything up front. That make me feel best. Don't get it fucked up. I had to hustle to get here. They think I lucked up. I turned up my bitch wrist. That shit a buck plus. Middle of the street, empty the Draco, flip his truck up. Wax worm on top of the scatterbrain crushed up. Shit, when I lost my nigga Prick, that shit crushed us. You know if it's my bitch, cause her wrist all bust up. The pussy niggas huff puff and beat on they chest, but they ain't tough. Fuck them niggas. Look at my progress. Now it's bench trucks to pull up in the projects. I trusted the process. I did everything I say. I didn't break my promise. I'm just being honest. I mean, your flow is sort of mine, so this where we draw the line. You went to Saks for your drip, shit, they imported mine. Exotic reptile skins, I turned water to wine. Look, it's slant face killer, you set us up when you see me, boy, we can't wait, nigga. You don't want real beef, you plant-based, nigga. I damn near went gold off a damn tape filler. It's drum work, you niggas can't play with us, I swear.
I want a machine to do the hook again and then I go.
Nigga play with machine, ain't here to tell about it. Nigga play with Griselda, ain't here to tell about it. Nigga play with shots, ain't here to tell about it. Nigga play with Killer Tone, ain't here to tell about it. Nigga play with SK, ain't here to tell about it. Niggas play with the drum, ain't here to tell about it. Ain't here to tell about it. Nigga play with machine, ain't here to tell about it.
You can smell it cooking on the wake up. I seen niggas ballin' and fall like Vin Baker. First the Jackson 5 brick. Man, sometimes motherfuckers break up. It was solid when they stamped it. Sometimes them motherfuckers break up. I ain't complaining. That shit crossed a lot of hands in the travel. I'm still gonna sell it all from the biggest rock to the grip. I sneeze money, I piss ace now. Before we was throwing weight round, let's do a hypothetic breakdown. You got a half a bird for nine, and water whipped it all the way round. Pulled them out the pot laughing like, put that shit on the plate now. You turn that half to a whole, and sell every gram for 100. Subtract 28, cause you probably throw your little nigga onion. Try to get him on his feet, till they blitz on him, he fumble. That should come out to like 97,000 something, give or take. The smokers that come short, you know that's how they play. Take away the 9,000 you paid, and the rest is what you made. You put 20 in the stash, and the rest back in the game. Shit, that's what you was doing, that's probably how you should do it. But you know this shit be all cap, you know this shit is just music. Shit, you know the movement, the Scorpion Boys. It's my time now, I'm driving the Rolls Royce through the doors. Light skin legend, coke water reverend, Lamborghini revving, outside Maple and Ash, late to a session. She mad, she said that Wagyu ain't gonna taste like Wagyu once we reach the exit. Stove guy, I'm the closest thing you gon' get to perfection. I'm Jordan, you nah. I'm Kobe, you nah. I'm Bronny, you Richard Jefferson, let me vent. They say these niggas good, but they ain't good enough. And if they sleep, I hope that coma so long that they pull the plug. West went super fly guy, Butch got an Emmy. Khan got the crown, I went diamond on the digi. I went OJ with the Grizzlies, is you shitting me? Look at my progress. Look at the way I made that pot dance. First and 15th was prime time.
Okay, y'all have got to tell me why the fuck y'all are mad at LeBron James for getting his kid a job. Y'all niggas lucky I am not rich, because I would literally have my daughters doing absolutely nothing from 9 to 5. Matter of fact, that would be their job title. Doing absolutely nothing and getting paid a shitload of money for doing it. That would be on their...
They just don't want to see black folks... They just don't want to see black folks come up, man. This is sad.
This country was founded on nepotism.
And they call him King James. They mad because he acting like a king. I like that. Oh, that's what I seen today. That's the best quote I seen today.
And like, if his kid was an asshole...
Cool kid, never got in trouble.
Nothing.
Just like his dad, man.
Yes.
He ain't out here doing too much. He's minding his business, playing ball.
The James family have the mother and father have done a phenomenal job by all accounts with their kids.
No hate over here. It's never gonna be no LeBron James hate or Beyonce hate.
I won't hate Beyonce because I don't want the Beyonce people.
The Beehive, it's tough. But
I don't want them after me, man.
So, man, yeah, always mind your business.
And, you know, I can't say that Beyonce has done anything where I feel
she
like
she ain't did nothing wrong either. That's what I'm saying. She's a superstar.
You know. Oh, but for those people that they wasted the 55th fucking pick, which they could have drafted a ham sandwich, and most of y'all niggas would not have known. I took this off of the Lakers Spin official, and these are the last 10 people selected at 55. Isaiah Wong,
okay.
Guy Santos, Aaron Wiggins, Jay Scrub, Kyle Guy, Arnoldus Kubaka, Nigel Williams-Goss, or Ghost, Marcus Page, Katie Lelane, and Samaj Christian. I dare any one of you to say you know any of those.
Average at best.
Terrible.
You ever heard of any of them?
I be honest with you, I didn't hear the lottery picks. I never really heard.
That is true too.
That was wild draft. We in wild times right now.
That's good. You know, is basketball passing us by just like baseball?
No. I mean, I still keep. I got to do better with baseball, but I've been keeping up with basketball.
I mean, as a community, like black folks ain't playing baseball like they used to.
No, I used to play back in the day. It ain't the same.
It's not the same.
No.
Is it the same thing happening with the NBA?
No, they're trying to. I mean, it's all by design because LeBron about to leave the league, so they want to keep it global.
Yeah, but keeping it global is code for keeping it European.
Yeah, you know, it's a big. I mean, it's the biggest sport. I mean, it's the biggest sport global. Like, there's no football. There's no football in China.
Yeah, but it's not the biggest sport globally. Soccer.
Oh, that's right. Soccer. My bad.
And actually, I want to say Formula One is probably bigger globally than basketball.
But this the only thing. Basketball is the only sport where you don't need nobody else to help you get better. Basketball is the only sport you could go outside every day by yourself and be nice. There's no excuses. That's
track.
The only sport.
Track.
You need somebody to do the timer.
You really don't.
Yes, you do.
Like if you're practicing,
yeah.
You need
somebody to practice with track. You need somebody to 3-2. Yes.
At some point you do, but if you just like let's say you practicing out the starting block, if you know the technique and you know what you're trying to get, you can do that on your own.
I get it.
Just saying. But there's you asked me. There's a reason why athleticism has been minimized in the NBA over the last decade, and three-point shooting has been maximized. Three-point shooting is a learned task.
Steph changed the game.
I think he was just the best at doing it.
Best three-pointer shooter ever?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not sure who will be second.
Gotta go with Ray.
Ray Allen?
Yeah.
I might, what's the old boy that used to play for the Nets that got killed?
Begin with a P. Last name begin with a P. They used to have a throwback.
Drazen Petrovic.
Yeah.
The man's was nasty.
I don't remember his story. Larry Bird was better than him.
Larry Bird was nasty. Yeah. Reggie Miller.
Reggie Miller, no ring.
I mean, but that ain't got nothing to do with your shot.
I'm big on the ring. If you're that good, you'll get a ring.
Okay. It's a lot of, like Craig Hodges won the three-point contest a few times, if I remember correctly. Was it him?
Craig, you know, Craig was political, so they tried to get him out of here.
They don't try, they did.
Yeah,
they actually made the fuck out of here. You know, and if you're out there, Craig Hodges, man, I have reached out to you, tried to interview you a few times, man. But,
you don't want no smoke.
No.
You happy to be alive.
Can't get everybody. You know. And
gotta give you props on your interviews, man. You're a good interview.
Well, thank you.
Like, that's a tough job. Like, you gotta do your homework, and then, like, you know, I'll be watching. You gotta like have your notes. It's like it's everybody can't interview. You've been killing it, man.
You know, the thing about for me is not necessarily being the biggest researcher, but listening to other interviews to find out what they haven't been asked.
I always ask that question that stumped you.
Yes,
know?
And they be fucking people up. They be like, "Damn, you knew that."
I mean, you've been studying.
Yeah, you know, so I want them to leave with that. You knew that. Nobody ever asked me that before. Mm-hmm. You know. Anyway, who we got next? We playing Schoolboy Q.
We got Schoolboy Q with Shot DJ.
Yo,
the
man.
Chicago kid.
Love this. Yo, man. Shout out to the motherfucking Nerve DJs too, man.
Thank you, man.
Y'all, wait, hold on. Before you even get into that, if y'all don't understand, man, the Nerve fucking DJs, man, y'all need to really, really, really do your homework and your research. Because I researched the Nerve DJs and DJ Johnny O before I got on board, before I reached out to interview DJ Johnny O. I've been watching. And the Nerve DJs, man.
The legend.
Oh, my God. Shout out to Big Hef. Shout out to DJ Squirt.
Big Hef, Squirt.
You know, the whole family, man. Just for
DJ Shiny Shine, 88, Big Jew.
Talk to him, man. Talk that shit, man. Let him know. Because I don't know all the names, man. You the OG over here.
Yeah, that's dope right there. That's the core right there. Big DJ Johnny O, Big DJ Shiny Shine. We're going to go with DJ 88, DJ Julian Edge, a.k.a. Big Jew,
and T-Rex.
Wait, the core right there.
Who passed away
recently? I don't know.
From Cleveland. On the radio.
Oh, Eddie Bauer.
Yes.
Rest in peace.
Yes.
Now, I ain't gonna lie. When I was a kid, I mean a teenager, I was definitely listening to Eddie. Eddie Bauer had the sauce, man. His. He made it. He made you want to be on the radio. I can't front.
And not being a native Clevelander, like Eddie Bauer was just that guy.
He was the man. He was the man.
Yes.
Rest in peace.
Rest easy, bro. Man, you job well done. All right, we're going to run this to the Schoolboy Q studio real quick, and we'll be back to talk about Kendrick Lamar. We cannot finish the show without talking about Kendrick Lamar.
Hey.
You already know, man. This is Jobs on Intellectually Petty Radio. We got T-Rex in the building. Fuck with us, man. Nerd DJs in the building. Let's go.
I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. But the song's so fucking dope, girl, it's hard not for me to play. Tell the truth, cause she was you in this book that I was playing. So I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. See, I've been in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. All night laying verses, though I'd rather lay with you, baby. Bro and panties matching nail and toes, you all kinda lady. Angel out of heaven, such a goddess, have a nigga praying. I'm just sitting in the studio, just trying to get to you, baby. But this song's so fucking dope, girl, it's hard not for me to blaze. To tell the truth, for sure, it was you in this booth that I was blazing. So I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby.
You need a real nigga, shouty, so come in, throw that pussy, shouty. See, I think you and me can make it. This little verse will get you naked. See, your heart ain't meant for breaking. Cupid's never been mistaken. See, I've been caught up in the moment. Said my type ain't quite a type, but now this gangsta nigga own it. She can twist my weed and hit the yak. I can hit your type without the hat. Put that pussy on the map. I see qualities in a bad girl. I know that ass you got come with attitude and your swag, girl. You ain't wrong, girl. Just when that door knock, lose your thong, girl. Cause girl.
I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. But this song's so fucking dope, girl, it's hard not for me to blaze. To tell the truth, for sure, it was you in this booth that I was blazing. So I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby.
Throw a low key pussy, girl, you knowin' that your nigga faded. Can I hit that pussy way I wanna while this record playin'? Put my tongue in different places, play a game of operation. Like, na 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 la la la, you get what I'm saying? No metaphors, nothing like that. I'm keeping it straight to the point with you. So, I'ma put this dick up off inside of you.
I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby.
But this song's so fucking dope, girl, it's hard not for me to blaze it. To tell the truth, for sure, it was you in this booth that I was blazing. So I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. But the song's so fucking dope, girl, it's hard not for me to play. Tell the truth, for she was you in this booth that I was blazing.
All out when it's by that bread and butter. The careful cloud, I put that on my dead brother, yo. He talked so much, I showed him I'm a real hunter. Won't say it, but he know I still got real cutters, yo. Yeah, I'm right back and I lost mad commas. I had been down bad inside a dog tunnel, yo. Fuck them boys, I found out who my real partners. And who was only with me cause I had dollars. Never fucked a nigga, always stayed solid. Kept it real with niggas, never lied and always stayed honest. Love my bro so much, I never change on him. I don't wanna go and do the work, bring you the damn profits. Hustled on my own, I always didn't know how to sell product. Nigga ain't gave me shit, I grind so long, came from the damn bottom. Every nigga speaking on my name could have some real problems. We are not the same, ain't in my lane, I got my own column, yeah. Peeping shit, I'm seeing niggas fall back. You bitch ass niggas got me at the topic of the chat. You switched on me when you know you in business with a rat. And the boy that's like your brother, ain't nobody speak on that. The city see it clearly if I had to state a fact. You still fuck with a nigga that done got your partner with. Heard these niggas talking, only knew him cause of slack. These rap boy need more streams, heard he put my name on wax. You wouldn't even believe, I ain't have to watch my back. It's niggas really talking, how you think we done got snatched? Nobody sent the kite, I said and wrote waiting to get back. This shit didn't get off track, let's get it back on track. Going all out when it's by that bread and butter. The careful cloud, I put that on my dead brother, yo. He talked so much, I showed him I'm a real hunter. Won't say it, but he know I still got real cutters, yo. Yeah, I'm right back and I lost mad commas. I had been down bad inside a dog tunnel, yo. Fuck them boys, I found out who my real partners. And who was only with me cause I had dollars, yo. Fuck, I paid the lawyers all the meals for. Just so I won't have to say a word that dodge a railroad. Niggas find it hard to understand, though. Dog ain't put me down, I been locked down, don't know which way to go. Never gave no statement, no agree to take no stand on them. On whatever you niggas on it, trust me, I'ma stand on it. Lawyers and the DA did some sneaky shit, I fell for it. On my P's and Q's, because this time I be prepared for it, yo. Post shiny niggas throwing shade, though. I can get them here, but I'ma just chillin', just see how it go. But they say he want some smoke with me, ain't in my time zone. Any given day, I could just pop out one of them side doors. Gonna eat too slick, you ain't gonna know which way I played. Shit too hot, I can't even put no money in. Pulling up, pop out like what the fuck you niggas said. Ain't with all that talking, it's the last time I'ma say. I don't think I'm sick the way I keep popping these meds. I finally found out this just the way the devil dance. Had too many niggas run, I fed that bit my hand. I got too many folks to feed, you just don't understand, yeah. Going all out when it's by that bread and butter. The careful cloud, I put that on my dead brother, yo. He talked so much, I showed him I'm a real hunter. Won't say it, but he know I still got real cutters, yo. Yeah, I'm right back and I lost mad commas. I had been down bad inside a dog tunnel, yo. Fuck them boys, I found out who my real partners. And who was only with me cause I had dollars, yo.
Yo, my bad. Yeah, yo, hey, that nigga got me social net surfing, and I kind of lost track of time. My bad. Yo, okay, so I would be remiss to get through the show and not talk about Kendrick and Drake.
Like this might be one of the best battles in hip hop history. I don't think we're gonna see nothing like this ever again for like at least 10, 20 years. These are two elite rappers. I mean, they're still at the best at their game right now. So it was, I enjoyed it. That weekend, I'll never forget. That was a dope weekend.
That shit was crazy, yo. And what made it so crazy was Kendrick.
Like he's funny. He's actually really funny.
But the timing of his
But like that's why I asked you earlier, do you really watch battle rap? So you understand it. Like
yeah.
he Kendrick watched battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was dope. It
like
was
it's
dope.
Not just what you saying or what you saying on the what beat you use, but it's when you put it out. And that's what really fucked Drake up. And Drake I can't remember the name of the last Drake song he did.
The Millers? Or the Grams? Or Meet the Grams?
I don't think that was the last one. But whatever it was, he was panicking.
The very last one.
Yes, the very last one. And that's something that I have never seen Drake do. Like, even with Pusha T, because Pusha T washed him. Like
he sounded defeated on that last song. The heart part six.
Yeah, yeah. He sounded like I lost and I got to make something.
And you know, nobody really pointed this out. This is why a lot of people pissed too. They spent all their money. Drake just went off tour. And people spent a lot of money to see him. And he lost.
I don't think he lost his fan base though.
I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Jay-Z took a loss. A lot of people took losses.
Yeah.
And they still prosper, so it's all good.
Like making dope songs is making dope songs. And Kendrick didn't take that ability away from Drake.
If I was Drake, I said I'll lay low. Money too. Just lay low.
What he's doing, like I see him popping out a little bit. Like he ain't popping out the house. He just putting his leg out the door.
Then he just put that song out with Sexy Red, which is wild. Over the disc beat.
You gotta do that. You gotta instead of trying to fight him, you realize you lost and have fun with it. Cause I seen him playing Not Like Us a clip at his concert.
Who did?
Drake.
Wow.
Why not?
Wow.
You got torched, bruh.
Talk about the concert. You watched the whole thing?
The Kendrick joint?
Yeah.
I watched as much as I could. I can't remember who I skipped over. I didn't skip over anybody, but there were some performances that were definitely... Like, YG performance, bro, was legendary.
You the homie. That's a legend. YG a legend.
I'm not a YG fan.
Love YG. First album classic.
I did not realize the love that man got on the West Coast.
He's a legend.
Like, his performance actually was the best of the night for me.
Oh yeah, it wasn't lit.
Cause Kendrick didn't play the jams.
He started. I mean, I think it was pretty dope. I mean, he played the jams when J-Rock, I mean, it was we never like Black Hippie is that like that's yeah. that was the best. The funny thing is bigger than a battle. This is hip hop, and it's bigger than that. With the Bloods and the Crips on stage. There was some real gangsters on stage.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was dope. That was dope.
That was really a power move. I was surprised Snoop wasn't there.
Yes, Snoop on tour out of the state.
Yeah, I'm surprised Snoop wasn't there.
Snoop, I mean the game.
Not surprised the game wasn't.
E-40.
E-40 is Bay Area.
But that's Cali.
But it's not the same.
LaRussell, I wonder was LaRussell there. But the people that was there, like Problem, like YG, like even the basketball players, like everybody was. LeBron was there.
Yeah, it seemed more like a Los Angeles proper type of celebration as opposed to a Cali celebration.
And that's why we try to. I mean, that's why everybody and I hope that everybody do that in their own state because we need to. Cleveland, we just as big, and we got enough artists here to be just as big. It's how he did that. I got to give Kendrick mad props. That's pretty dope.
Does Cleveland though?
Yeah, we do. We stick together.
Not currently.
I think so.
Is there a Cleveland artist big enough? Like in Detroit, they did one, and 42 Doug or Doug, however you pronounce bro's name.
But Detroit lit. I mean, y'all got Icewear,
yeah.
Vezo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
Babyface Ray.
Does Cleveland have that?
Grizzy. I mean, we do.
Who's leading Cleveland hip hop right now?
Doughboy.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Doughboy, Apple commercial. You know, that's big. We got a lot of women rappers. The females running it.
But I don't know if like I think Cash Doll is probably more notable.
She's just pretty. She's so pretty.
But I think she's more popular than
anybody in Cleveland.
Anybody here.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, like she's doing her thing, don't get me wrong. But if you look at Detroit artists, she would not be the first person you name for being popular, even though she really got a shitload of followers. More so than a lot of the dudes.
She's an actor though. And she looked good. Just told you she looked good. She's like, Why you think everybody was watching BMF? It wasn't. She had BMF lit.
Oh my goodness.
She had BMF lit.
And I can't think of what show is that the Murder Pain is in? Encino. Oh, why can't I think of that shit? I'm gonna be so mad at myself. My fault, Blitz, man. I know he's gonna kill me. All right, so I remember the song when Drake put out the last song.
Heart 6.
I was like, okay, the problem with Kendrick is he rapidly rapping too much for a really powerful diss track. He needed to get a more aggressive beat that was a little bit more popular and slow it down, and he did that. Spades was not like us.
That was the master plan.
Yeah.
That was the chess move.
It was.
He got him.
Yeah, man. And as far as like battle rap, he
might be the song of the summer. Do you have a song of the summer?
It is the song of the summer so far.
Okay.
I don't think it's close.
Okay.
Like, they just now making the video and the shit been popping for like a month. Now they got a remix I heard coming out.
I don't care about the remix.
I'm just saying, but that's.
I really want to see the video though. I'm really hyped for the video.
I mean, you know what? For me, you gotta let it go. Like it's. I get it, you know, but I would have let the concert be the apex. I would have did the video before all of that, and like, you know, the crescendo, build it up to the concert, and because he already put up numbers and shit with the concert, you know, but you risk dragging it out too long.
Yeah.
Is it the dopest diss track ever? No.
No. It's up there.
No. No Vaseline. Killed the whole community of families.
That's the all y'all old school OGs. Y'all love that song, man.
I mean, but who?
I think everybody 50 and up love that song. 45 and up love that song.
Who else destroyed a whole camp?
You're right. One song. Yeah. I mean, like, Tupac got the whole East Coast riled up, though.
Tupac didn't get the whole East Coast riled up.
He dogged everybody.
Vibe Magazine got the whole East Coast
riled up. No, he dogged everybody on the song. Chino XL.
But Chino XL is West Coast, ain't he?
I don't know, but he dogged
I know, Mobb Deep. Yeah.
Nas, man,
Yeah,
it was dope. It was dope.
Okay, I get you that.
It was dope. I'm missing one more.
Of course, it's Biggie.
Biggie and Biggie.
Oh, you talking about diss songs? Yeah. Actually, low key, The Bitch in You by Common is one of the most etherish songs ever. It didn't have a dope beat to it.
How you feel about Ether?
Oh, Ether was phenomenal for me. Like, I remember listening to that. Matter of fact, I can't remember where I was at, but I remember listening to that on New York radio when it came out.
That's dope. Oh, one more. What about Pusha T?
Pusha T's never been relevant enough for his to matter.
So he's not a superstar.
I don't even know if Pusha T is a star.
Yeah, I mean, In the rap game, he's like, if you hip hop, I mean, him and his brother might be one of the best duos hip hop's been.
Yeah, the Clips as a
classic
duo.
Album, yes.
Yeah, and I'll give him that.
And he got mad hits with Ye, man.
Yeah,
he
but
got mad hits
like,
with Ye.
He's one of the better Coke Boy rappers, but I wouldn't put him like in definitely not top 25.
So, Josh, who you currently listening to now?
I've been listening to a lot of Sue Surf. This cat named Rimble.
West Coast?
Yeah. And I listen to a lot of shit that 52-year-old niggas should not be listening to.
No, that's why I love this hip hop, because it's like, it's no age limit, man. It's like, that's that melanin on our skin, you know? That's how it's gonna be. When you hear that beat, that's how it is. You hear them lyrics? I love it. I love hearing new music. I'm not going to be one of them old cats like I'm stuck in the 90s. I'm listening to everything new every Friday when it drops. I love that shit.
It takes me a while to get around this shit, but when I get around to it, like when I find somebody, I'll go through their catalog, you know, and see, okay, you just got a dope song or do you got a bunch of shit I never knew about? Like Surf, I'm still going through his catalog. Dude's catalog is crazy.
I'm just, I mean, I'm, you got me hip. That one song, hold up, the second song we played was fire. With him and Ransom and Joe Budden.
Oh, yeah, that Joe Budden verse is crazy.
Wow. And that's how I heard about him, because I listened to the podcast. He'd be on the podcast.
I've never been a Joe Budden fan, but every once in a while.
Joe Budden is nice. Like, he one of them. He got a J. Cole fan base.
Do we?
He got a cult following. That's why his podcast winning. He definitely has a cult following.
I think he'll say anything.
No, but he
can. And I'm not saying that in a negative way. I think he doesn't have fear of reprisal from his opinions.
He got bars. He got, like, he's a lyricist. And he's controversial. So, like, and he was first on the media with the internet.
Yeah, I think he was.
Joe Budden, good. Now, talk about interviews. He asks good questions, too. Check out his interviews.
See, I've not, like, when I'm looking at other people's interviews, I go further back. Like, Donnie Simpson had really good interviews.
Yeah.
There's another brother back in the day. I can't remember his name, but he was a news guy. Really good interviews.
Larry King was good.
Barbara Walters. Low key has some really good interviews.
I think she had writers.
She might have.
You think Shannon Sharp got good interviews?
I look at Shannon Sharp like 50 Cent, in that I only see them critical of black people.
Wow.
Or I only see them showing the less favorable side of black people.
You think Cat Williams set the year off?
I think what Cat Williams did was just, like, it did. It was probably one of the bigger moments. It'll be one of the biggest moments in podcast history forever.
Check yesterday, 71 million.
But I was also disappointed in him slamming so many of us.
Yeah, but in defense, he don't make money with white people. He only hang
but
with
that's
black
making people. Money with white people.
Yeah, because they want controversial. But,
exactly.
But in his defense, one more time, because it's the homie Cat. Everybody that went on Shay Shay talked about Cat Williams, and Cat Williams just defended himself. That was the only thing. Any dog, Shannon Sharp, and told him that you hang with a group. What'd he tell him? You seem to hang with a group of something individuals. Remember he said that?
I didn't watch the whole thing. It was like 3 hours.
He dogged Shannon Sharp at least 3 times. And you hang with a bunch of liars, basically what he was saying.
And I don't see that, you know, like, that right there, and I'm certain, and I didn't even see the shit, that Shannon Sharp didn't really push back. We would have had a whole serious conversation after that. Like, live. I can't just let that just be on the floor. You know, but
the first 30 minutes was the most epic interview I've ever seen in my life.
It's just like everything else, though. There were some things that I liked about it, some things I didn't like about it. You know, me personally, I try not to get, and that's why I'm not putting up Shannon Sharp numbers. I'm not really trying to do the gotcha shit, or, you know, I just want a clip. I want a great conversation.
That's what it's about, natural. Not just sitting up here asking basic ass questions. Like, let's let the conversation flow. Yeah. Kind of like what we're doing right now, you know what I'm saying?
And I ain't knocking Shannon Sharp. You doing your thing, you know.
But he's going controversial.
Yeah.
Like, this is the last, I'm giving him too much play. Like, when he interviewed Keenan Kale, like, what the hell he got going on right now? Like, he just wanted to hear that, like, shock jock, man. That's wild.
And, you know, I can't sit up here and just blame him, because people go on there fully aware of his style and play into it. So even though he may get, you know, he getting views, but whoever he's interviewing is getting at least some relevancy for the moment. Whether that translates into real dollars down the line, I don't know. But they not doing it just because, you know, they like Shannon Sharp. They doing it because he got a big ass fucking platform and they want to take advantage of that shit. So I can't blame him completely. And then you got to blame us. Like, we love the car accidents.
Now we going Vlad and spill the beans.
Oh my God.
But I get it, if they paying. That's why money is dangerous. Money is money. Money make people do weird things.
Yeah, but you also, you know, like, some folks be just, you know, some things just shouldn't be said. It just shouldn't. You know, some things, I don't care what you're getting paid. You know, one thing I ask everybody that comes on my show, Is there anything you don't want to talk about?
Okay, and with, and I'm going to say anybody, most of the people that you interview say we going to talk about anything.
Facts.
Because you're not a shock jock. You out here, you having a real conversation.
Yeah.
And you ain't trying to be like nosy and just doing it for clicks. Like you really genuine. So that's what it's all about. And this industry is cutthroat. So it's like, you really, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to sit down to people. Like maybe wanted me to do interviews, but it's so tough because I gotta really like you. I mean, like, or be a friend, your friend, or really like your music, do an interview. I just can't interview everybody. But I give it to those personalities that can do that.
You know what I found is that some of the people that I thought I wasn't gonna like to interview
end up being the homies.
And end up being not just the best interviews, but just really good people. You know, and there's some people out there that make some music that I'm not gonna promote, but when you listen to them, that's just a small sample of the person that they are. Mm-hmm. You know, I had an artist reach out to me actually one time, and like the shit that he says in his music is extremely wild. You know, street shit. But he wanted to talk about God. Fuck my whole head up, you know, and it ended up, you know, I rock with dude. It was a great interview. But that's just how shit be, man, you know. And the crazy part is, like, the bigger the name, the more that they have researched me. You know, because, you know, like, you got to, like Hill Harper, I'll say.
Okay, talk your shit, Jobs.
Well, I'm absolutely, like, he never said it, but if you're running for Senate, you're not about to get on the platform and not do your homework.
Yes.
Because you cannot afford to be surprised.
Yeah.
Rashida Tlaib, I don't think she gave a fuck.
Okay.
Because she's not running, per se. You know, she's an incumbent, so she's coming from a different, you know, a point of power, and he trying to get there. So I get that, but also personality wise, she was something, boy. Like I loved talking to her. Like I was so impressed after that one, bro. Yo, how much time we got?
Keep going. We gonna wrap it up soon, but you know, talk your shit. Talk your shit.
Since we talking about it, you know, since I'm just dropping names and niggas and came on the show.
Here we go. Talk your shit. It's your platform. Talk your shit.
Let me see. Bill Duke was dope.
Damn. Because I like how he be talking about people be in other countries bleaching their skin.
Yeah.
That's deep, man.
He was really, really dope.
Now, I didn't know he produced all those movies.
I had a brother from Detroit, Minister Freedom. And one of the best conversations I've ever had. And he brought up something about how he named his last couple of sons. He said, we didn't name them at the hospital. We took them home.
You ain't supposed to have your baby at the hospital.
And he said, we took them home and we watched them for a couple of weeks. And we named them after what we saw in them as babies.
That's dope.
And he had very powerful names. Like, I think one of his kids actually name was Power.
I never heard that. That's dope.
I had never heard that. That's dope. And it will never, I'll always remember that. And I thought that was the most unique and most introspective way to set your child off on the right foot in life.
Exactly.
Royce da 5'9 was pretty dope.
He's a legend.
Race to 5'9 was really dope.
Be smart.
Be legit. Really fucking smart, dude.
The click.
Yes. Like, and not that I thought that he was gonna be like an idiot. I mean, obviously I knew, you know, y'all doing something right. Y'all been doing shit and making money for years. But as far as other shit not concerned with hip hop, like, dude was very in tune with shit. Like, and I had watched other interviews, and he had really went down the rabbit hole on just, like, aliens and technology and LaRussell. Speaking of LaRussell.
Fire. You interviewed LaRussell?
I did.
Yeah, he got something. I like what he's talking about.
My only fear with LaRussell is that he oversaturates himself. because, you know, he's known for not only quality, but the quantity of the quality.
Okay.
And at some point, that runs out. I don't care how dope an MC you are, it gets harder to put the words together. That would be my only fear with him. But the way he's going about business-wise, I think he's revolutionized a lot of shit and shown artists independently how to really, really make a bag.
Now, with Head Crack, did he dive into the microdose?
Wait. The microdose?
Yeah.
What the fuck is the microdose?
I'm just asking, did he touch him? That was the name of his last album.
Oh. You know what? He did talk about it. I just couldn't remember the last name. And you know what? Actually, Courtney Bell got an album out called Microdose.
Okay, yeah, pretty dope.
Courtney Bell is fucking fire.
Yeah. I started to play one of those songs, dude. I like.
Walk With Me is probably my. It ain't no problem. It's my favorite joint off the
album. Joints on there.
Yeah. But yeah, he talked about the last album. I just couldn't remember the name. Head Crack was a really, really, like, dude's a really cool dude.
Yeah, he do. I can't remember. He just quit radio. That's what I'm saying. He quit.
Well, he didn't quit, bro.
Oh, I thought he wanted. Oh, my bad.
You know, they was talking. You know, they was trying to redo his contract. Not redo it, but it was time to re-up. And I'm reading in between the lines. There were certain things that, and this, some of this he said, there were certain things that transpired on the show that he was told he would have control over and didn't. And so, negotiating for a new contract, it just, you know, he could see that there was some hesitance on their part. And, you know, which ended up making him have some hesitance on his part, because it was supposed to be like he was on Ricky Smiley's show initially. And this was supposed to be like his thing. He was supposed to be like Ricky Smiley, basically. And, you know, what they said and what happened was not necessarily in unison.
Then I want to give my layup when you had the homie CL from DigiWax.
Oh, see, yo, the nigga's horrible though, man. With texting you back.
But that's how but that's how his brain think, because he got so much going on.
But
I love it. Fuck a phone. I get it.
CL, as far as I don't know if I've met I know a few people that are extremely connected to all different facets. Uh-huh. CL, man, as far as music goes, man, that dude is, he's not just a plug, he's like the appliance store, and he's so media savvy, and just a really good person.
Yeah, I always crack jokes, like, he let me talk on the, like, when they had the conference call,
yeah.
Because I be giving him crazy looks. He'd be like, T-Rex, it look like you got something you want to say. But that should be so funny, man. But shout out to CL. That's the homie.
Yo, Pete Rock was a dope interview. And it was just crazy, man. Is that somebody accidentally sent me his telephone number.
Okay.
I let this shit sit in my phone for 3 years.
Dang.
Cause my morals is like, man, this is a fucked up way to get this nigga number. I don't want to just be like one of those people. And then somebody was like, why? Well, that's, you know, God gave you that number. So I called this nigga out the blue. He don't know me. Getting ready to get on a plane. I'll do the show, but I'm getting ready to get on a plane, man. You gonna have to hit me back. I hit him back maybe a month later. All right, I'll do the show.
Damn.
That was it. Like, me personally, I would have been creeped the fuck out. How'd you get my number?
You funny.
Nigga, I need to know. Because I need to. Somebody got to get checked tonight. How are you just randomly giving niggas my numbers? You know, it was a harmless accident, and it ended up being a really dope conversation, man, with one of the best to ever.
Two questions. Your favorite interview and the most famous person you interviewed.
Ah. Jeez. It's hard to say the most famous. Malcolm Jamal Warner is up there, though.
Wow. That's pretty dope.
He's up there. My favorite interview is my granddaughter.
That's what's up.
Actually, I told her, I'm like, you caught me with that one. But yo, so I'm like, okay, Boogie, that's what I call her. I was like, okay, Boogie, you want to do a show with me? She's like, yeah. I was surprised she wanted to do the show. Not only did she want to do the show, but like, I let her take control.
That's what's up.
And so what she wanted to do is like, her my daughter and her husband are vegetarians. And I am completely the opposite. So I'll be talking shit sometimes. And she's like, okay, well, I want you to taste some vegetarian dishes while we do the show and we have a conversation. And yo, it really, it she had her mama do stuff. She had my old lady do shit. Like, she had organized the whole show. And we really had a really just great conversation. Some of the food was absolutely horrible. But some of it, actually, I was like, okay, I'll eat this again. Like, hot dogs. Oh, vegan hot dogs are, I'd eat my shoe first.
Yeah, I've never eaten a vegan hot dog in my life.
Shit was absolutely trash. I'm trying to think. I think the chicken nuggets weren't bad.
I'm not a big fan of like the fake chicken meat. I just want straight, like when you go, I got a question. Every time you go to the grocery store, what's the first thing you see when you walk in?
I haven't been to the grocery store in so long, bro. I don't know. But I'm going to have to start going soon.
You see the apples, the oranges, the potatoes, zucchini, everything. That's all you're supposed to eat, then leave. Sound crazy, don't it?
Well,
just think, every grocery store, that's what you see first.
I don't know that you see that first. I think you see bullshit first.
Oh, produce, right? As soon as you walk in, produce.
Although produce is not far. Produce is usually off to one of the sides.
Yes.
And what you see in the middle is usually cookies, snacks.
Yeah, you're right.
Garbage.
Right.
And that's the first thing that you see. Produce and then the meat towards the back. Which I get, because you don't want to walk into a cold-ass grocery store immediately. So I kind of get that. Yo. Don't ask me why, man, but I'm sitting up here thinking this morning. What sock do you put on first?
That's weird, but I'm going to say the left.
I too put on the left sock.
Cause I kick with my left, so that's just how it is.
But I'm wondering, like, at some, I'm fairly certain that most of us adults, anyway, that's part of our routine. Same sock every fucking day. First, are you a sock switcher though? Are you one of those people that for week two of the month you use your left foot first, and then the right foot is for week three, or have you been doing the left foot since you were eight?
Not to swag out, but my socks got the left and the right on them. So, depending on which sock I pick up first, so that's how it works.
You actually look at that?
Yeah, I mean it makes that's make your that's why I walk like this. The left sock is the way to mold of your left shoe. Yeah, you're not putting your right shoe in your left foot, are you?
Well, that's different though.
No, like, it's the same way. That's why the socks cost $20 for one.
I'm not spending $20 on a sock.
Yeah, it's very comfortable.
Yeah, no, I don't need comfort that bad, bro.
That's the best thing in life. Imagine if you had to get up and change the TV every time. Think about it. That's comfortable.
You mean, like, imagine what it was like when I was a kid?
Well, things has changed, my friend.
I remember when we got a microwave. I'm that old.
Funny, man.
A microwave, oh, man, that shit was a revolutionary, bro.
Same like with the air fryer, same thing.
It was not.
Yes, no, it's the same invention.
No.
Yes. Like, you got an air fryer?
I do.
Yeah, you know it's the same thing.
But the air fryer didn't eliminate anything.
It made it a lot easier.
The microwave damn near eliminated the stove.
But the microwave would kill you.
That's true, but we didn't know that shit back then.
Yeah, that's your government. By Sleepy Joe.
Oh, my God.
Sleepy Joe. Sleepy
Joe. Yo, your boy looked like a whole-ass retired mannequin. Yo, man. Yo, let's wrap this shit up, man. We gotta wrap it up with Kendrick. And we're not playing this song six times, bro. Shout out to you, Kendrick.
You want me to sign off or you let me sign off?
Yeah, knock yourself out, man. Do your thing, man.
It's the boy, the human T-Rex, coming to you, man. Thank y'all. Thanks, Giles, for having me on the show. Everybody can catch me on the socials at the human T-Rex, T-W-R-E-X. Check out my show, 9 p.m. Wednesdays, Eastern Standard Time on WNRV. On the Nerve DJs app. Check me out. Jobs, thanks for having me on the show, big homie.
No doubt, man. I didn't say my Instagram or nothing.
You mean you still you close off the show? This your show?
Oh well, shit. I thought I completely forgot. That shit sounded so great and shit. I'm like, damn, I never do that shit. I don't even promote myself. yo, the actually the fan page on Facebook has been crazy. We've got like 35,000 followers in the last couple months.
That's what's up.
And it's just been wild. We went from, man, I remember the beginning of the year was at 10,000. Now we at 60.
Damn.
Yeah. So make sure y'all tap into that. On Facebook. All right, what's what's the name? Podcast.
What?
The drinking podcast.
Drink Chaps.
Drink Chaps. Yes, I got it.
I got to get the air horn. Dope. Shout out to Nori, man.
Right. Shout out to Nori.
That one segment that they have when either or you got a drink.
Yeah.
That is the best segment in podcast history.
You know what? I guess this ain't podcast history, but LL on his Rock the Bell station.
Okay.
They do a segment. Is it Notice Sample?
Okay. We're days. I want to listen to
you know what? I don't know. We'd just be in the car. And
Lord Sear does the same thing on Shade 45.
See, I didn't know that.
He's a music genius.
And yo, man.
Music genius. I love Lord Sear.
From a hip-hop standpoint, like, I've never heard of Lord Sears, but when they do, and they don't just, they was doing one song, man, and the song had, like, four or five variations going all the way back to the 80s.
And then what's the name does it every Saturday at 6 p.m.?
I think that's one of the most purest hip-hop things you can do.
He said it takes him all week. That, what's his name? Scram Jones.
Really?
6 o'clock.
Yo, yeah.
Sample mix. I come up here and record them. Don't tell them. Hey, I'm telling y'all too much. I come up here and record them so I can get the best sound.
Really?
Yeah. I'm selling them. I got like a long list. I'm going to show you before we leave.
Of the samples or
like
of the shows?
He does a mix of your favorite artists.
Uh-huh.
And he does this. He does a whole hour mix. One sample, then a song. And it's a whole vibe for 1 hour, 2 hours, depending on the artist.
Yo, because the samples for the Not Like Us song, crazy.
Crazy.
It was all like one song.
Yeah.
Just different parts.
And it wasn't either. Thank you.
No, it was not. But yo, that's anyway. Don't forget to check me out on Intellectually Petty Radio on Instagram, on Facebook, on I think it's TikTok. Twitter is My Skin Is My Sin 1, because they would never let me change that shit. They can change the whole name of the fucking platform, but I can't change my name. Anyway, that's another story. And Intellectually Petty Radio.com, and just basically Google Intellectually Petty Radio. And I'll be there in some shape, fashion, or form. Anyway, I'll holla at y'all. Y'all have a good one. This is Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar.
I see dead people.
Mother on that beat,
ho. Ay, mustard on the beat, ho. Debo, any rap nigga, he a free throw. Man down, call an ambulance, tell him breathe, bro. Nail a nigga to the cross, he walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni ass niggas trying to see Compton? The industry can hate me, fuck them all and they mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body, I'm John Stockton. Beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas. Certified boogeyman, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some hoe in him. Pull on him, extort shit, bully the floor on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any bitch that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 wop. Dot, fuck him up. Wop, 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 wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor. They not like us. 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 You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop, nigga? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop, nigga. They cold foul. I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird niggas and bird bitches. Go. The audience not dumb. Shape the stories how you want. Hey, Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep. I can go further, I promise. Ain't there something? Be rest. That's for bitching. You Malibu most wanted. Ain't no law boy. You ball boy. Fetch Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this bitch jumping. You niggas will get a wedgie. Be flipped over your boxes. Well, over your foe. The other vaginal option. pussy. Nigga better straighten they posture. Got famous all up in content. Might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star quit hiding. Fuck a caption, won't action. No accident, I'm hands on. He fuck around, get polished. Fucked on Wayne girl while he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a bitch apologizing. I'm glad D Rose came home. Y'all didn't deserve him neither. From Alondra down to Central, nigga better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs subpoena. That predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you niggas like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me and I'ma send it up the pot. Ay, put the roll label on me, I'ma get them dropped. Ay, sweet chin music and I won't pass the ox. Ay, how many stocks do I really have in stock? Ay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ay, devil is a lie, he a 69 god. Ay, freaky ass niggas need to stay their ass inside. Ay, roll their ass up like a fresh pack of Zon. Ay, city is back up, it's a must, we outside. Ay. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homies still doubled down, calling us some slaves. Atlanta was the mecca, building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second, let me put y'all on game. The settlers was using town folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you, this the real nigga challenge. You caught Future when you didn't see the club. Hey, what? Lil Baby help you get your lingo up. What? 21, get your first street cred. Thug made you feel like you a slime in your head. Hey, what? Quavo said you can be from Northside. What? 2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you not a colleague, you a fucking colonizer. The family matter and the truth of the matter. It was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for
let
your life.
Let me hear you say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
Say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
Then step this way. Step that way. Then step this way. Step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked in? Then step this way. Step that way. Then step this way.